Welcome back to Kenneth Copeland Ministries Believers Academy. My name is Jason.
And my name is Haley. And we're going to discuss the first step to stop spiritual drought. And that is to stir up real faith.
Real faith is what God uses, isn't it, Haley?
Yes, Jason. We are told in Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. God created everything by faith.
The wonderful thing is that God gave us His faith. That's how we are saved. Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And since we have God's faith, we can operate just like He does and overcome problems in our lives. In Mark 11:22, Jesus said, have faith in God.
And another translation says, have the faith of God. Mm-hmm. To be successful as a Christian, we must trust God and live by faith.
When you mix the promises in the Word of God, the confessions of your mouth, and praise from your heart, you spark something on the inside that you can't get any other way. It's the real faith of God in you.
Let's make this confession together. In Jesus' name, I stir up the gift of real faith that I was given when I received Jesus as Savior and Lord. I believe and trust that whatever God says, that's what He will do for me and through me. I'm stirring myself up. My faith is stirred up. Say that daily.
That's it for now. In our next lesson, we will talk about the power of God in you. Here are some tasks for you to continue to stir up your faith and stay strong. First, read and study the Word of God, specifically scriptures about faith, such as Romans 10:17.
Second, speak your confessions out loud every day.
And third, make a list of things you know God wants you to do. By faith, stir yourself up and have confidence you can succeed.
We have more lessons on how to stop spiritual drought. Please come and study with us again in Believers Academy. Also, be sure to grab the Faith Activities document ready for you to download. And remember,
Jesus is Lord.